A creek flows under the Woodruff Place Baptist Church. It helps cool the early 1900s building on the Near East Side of Indianapolis. Joey Newsom and other residents have discovered the creek also flows through another historical site just a few blocks away, the now abandoned Indiana Women's Prison. People were able to access the once maximum security site through holes in the fencing as it sat empty for 2 years. Then wrecking crews showed up and buildings started coming down. Residents had questions.
Are they going to tear down all the buildings? Are they going to tear down some of the buildings? And then as the demolition continued, the place, the whole property, became to get more and more ransacked.
Joey Newsom lives across the street from the old prison and is part of an advocacy group trying to engage the state in discussions about its future. A recent meeting was one of the first for community members excited about what comes next for the 15-acre site. Melissa Benton is one of those neighbors.
You can't deny the fact that having a prison in the middle of this urban neighborhood has been a barrier to redevelopment, and that we really strongly believe that the people who have stayed here and lived through that deserve to have a say in what the next iteration of this is, particularly if it's going to improve the quality of life.
Meaningful strategic redevelopment can improve quality of life, especially for disinvested neighborhoods like the Near East Side. Development can close food gaps, bring needed jobs, and increase affordable housing. The state has hired a community engagement consultant, but many doubt whether thoughtful engagement will really happen or if the outreach is just another box to be checked off. Benton expressed her concern at a meeting at the church.
It just continues a cycle where we feel like as neighbors, we're the ones that are impacted by what happens at the site, what's happening now with the way the building is, what's going to happen in the future. Not the state, right? State doesn't live here.
Benton has a personal interest in the site. She was formerly incarcerated at the women's prison. So was Michelle Daniel Jones. Jones helped rehab, build, and maintain spaces for the community there. She had many ideas for reuse, but now many of the buildings are mountains of rubble. Jones says it seems nothing special will be done to remember the significance of the site.
As I think about all of the women who were incarcerated in that place from 1873 to when we left in 2010, because that land is soaked with the labor, blood, sweat, and tears of thousands of women.
The entire Near East Side of Indianapolis is undergoing rapid change. With that change is a tug of war between community wants and economic demands. The state consultant has said there will be a request for ideas, but that hasn't happened. And the state could still just sell the site and be done with it. What many neighbors do not want to see is $500,000 condos. The former prison is in Zach Adamson's district. We met at a coffee shop in a restored fraternal brick building on East Washington Street. He's tried to communicate with state officials about their plans to no avail. He says community members should continue to work for what they want, but understands the frustration.
And they take the talking points that the community gives and they give them back to the state. What they do with them after that, they probably go right into the garbage. We have no idea.
He says the community engagement piece can work to improve the city.
But that should have happened over the last 2 years. And if we don't have a state use for this property now, there doesn't exist one. But we shouldn't be trying to create a state use just to avoid letting progressive development in this area.
The Department of Administration says it has communicated with members of the neighborhood and listened to concerns regarding cleanup of the site. Demolition for the rest of the buildings is on hold for now. I'm Jill Sheridan, WFYI News.